This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Welcome back to The Breakfast Show here on 98.9 FM. You're with Tari and Pete. Pete Cullen's in the building, keeping me company.
Yes, having a great time.
That footy chat was special. Sounded amazing.
Yeah.
Didn't understand a word you were saying, but sounded amazing.
Yeah, I love having a good chat with Dan about the footy.
The song was my favourite bit, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
All right, well, we have an interview this morning, our first one yet. We've got Laura from the Weeping Willows on the phone. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys going?
We're good. What have you been up to?
Oh, goodness. So just getting busy, ready for our tour. We're heading up the East Coast, even coming up Brisbane way. So we're just gearing up, getting ready, trying to get match fit, I could say. I've had the footy conversation. Geek fit, I guess you could say. ready for our tour.
Oh, well, I mean, it must be hard packing for a tour.
It is, you know, it's especially since it's a couple of weeks. And I'm out of practice. I mean, we're from Melbourne, so, you know, we didn't get out much last year.
Got to remember how to pack your suitcase to the maximum.
Yeah. How many boots can I bring? This is my question.
I hate that feeling when you haven't played a gig for a while and you get to the gig and you're like, and you haven't practiced. I suppose you guys would have practiced a fair bit before this tour.
we're trying. We're lucky that we're husband and wife, so we at least live in the same house. There's really no excuse. It's not like we're a band where we have to get a room.
Yeah. You kind of don't get out of that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, happy release day to you guys as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We're very excited.
Black Crow is out today. Where did this one come from for you guys?
Oh, gosh. I guess we are quite drawn to the old Americana sound, which kind of draws from a lot of the old blues music, the old mountain music, bluegrass as well. And there's always a bit of a darkness that comes through that. And this song is sort of about a black crow witnesses a gentleman do some dark deeds, and then the crow just follows him around and it makes him feel guilty, and then he finally does get his comeuppance in the end. And it's basically the whole point of the song is you reap what you sow. So, I guess it's quite a cliched kind of topic for the sort of the bluegrass style, but it's what we love.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can't wait to play it here.
Thank you.
How's the response been so far this morning? I mean, it's only early.
Yeah, gosh, I think it's bright and early. I had a quick check before I came online, and it actually debuted at number 3 on the iTunes chart. So I'm awesome. Happy about that.
Congratulations. That's great. And obviously coming out of last year, that's a huge achievement, even more so because you've not had anything going on.
No,
so
we haven't done anything. I've sat on my couch. No, not really. I'm still working, thank goodness. But yes, it's exciting that people have got behind it and supported us, and fabulous radio stations like you have been wonderful. So thank you so much. So nice to hear from you guys.
No, anytime. What's your favourite thing about releasing a single?
I guess it's just the anticipation of other people hearing your music for the first time. And if they could love it, they could hate it. But so far, it's been a good response. And I'm just looking forward to playing it live as well. I mean, that's always a thrill.
Yeah.
Cool. And how's things down in Melbourne? Like, are the venues back open? There's a lot of music and gigs happening down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Back with a vengeance, I feel. I feel like we're all trying to prove a point. we had a show a couple of weeks ago with some acts that you're probably quite familiar with, like Lachlan Bryan and James Ellis and that sort of thing. I think there were about 200 people there. And so excited. There was like a buzz in the room because the audience were excited to get out and performers were excited to be back. I mean, a lot of the acts on the bill, it was quite a big deal. I think we were about 6 or 7 acts on the bill. Some of them hadn't played a show in an entire year. We're just all very excited. So, yeah, there's a lot of live music in. There are so many shows on tonight. We've got our launch tonight up against a lot of other shows. It's great. It's great. Like, everything's selling out. So we're just excited.
Ah, that's awesome.
Well, we'll let you get back to packing. But
thank you.
But would you like to introduce your brand new single for us?
I sure would. Thank you so much, 98.9. This is Black Crow by The Weeping Willows.
Today the black crow found me. The sins in my eyes it could see. It saw the life I stole. Now it's waiting for my soul. Today the black crow found me. Tonight the black crow followed me. Perched high upon the willow tree. I buried all my crimes, but I'm running out of time. Tonight the black crow followed me. Never flee. They found the life I stole. Now I'm hanging from the pole. This morning the black crow guards me.
Brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.